today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear friend, ladies and gentlemen, Salamu alaikum, peace and salutations of Allah be upon all of you. This is today's special from IRIB English Radio from Iran. And today we're going to speak about extravagance in the view of Islam.
I pray to God, my heart, soul, and body, every single day of my life, with every breath, I solemnly promise to try to live my life for you. Oh Allah, you did revive my soul and shone your light into my heart. So please leave you, is now my only goal. Oh, I love you so, I love you so.
Today, Friday, is the 17th of Zilqa'dah, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 27th of Khordad, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 7th of June, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. This is Chapter Al-Furqan, verse 67. We'll listen to it.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. والذين إذا أنفقوا لم يسرفوا ولم يقتروا وكان بين ذلك قواما.
And they are those who, when they spend, do so not excessively or sparingly, but are ever between that justly moderate.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
It is interesting that this verse speaks in a way that it takes the issues of spending something which is certain and exists, so that it does not need mentioning, for it is one of the given duties of any man. Thus, it talks about the way and manner of spending. It indicates that they have a just spending and are neither prodigal nor grudging. They neither spend so much that their wife and offspring gets hungry, nor they are so economical that other persons do not get help from them, and there is ever a firm station between the two.
My life is not the same when I'm too concerned by what they say. Why should I when I have you? To doubt you would be the worst mistake. Deep inside I know that amidst all the darkness and everything which makes no sense, I know that you exist. Guides me through my darkest nights, shows me right from wrong, and the world that often lies. Cause I don't need anyone, anything in life but you. No, I don't need anyone to show me my way. No, I don't need anyone but you.
Extravagance in the view of Islam. The Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad al-Mustafa, peace be upon him and his family, was once walking along and saw his companion doing wudu, or ablution. The man was using a lot of water. "What are you wasting, O Sa'd?" he asked. The man was surprised. "Is there waste in water of wudu too?" he asked. "Yes," said the Prophet, "even if you are beside a running stream." It is sometimes difficult to discern if we are being extravagant or not. If we spend within our means, when is it that we are being extravagant? The following hadith sheds some light on it. A man asked Imam Sadiq, peace be upon him, can a believer have 10 items of clothing? Yes, replied the Imam. And 20? Yes, said the Imam. That is not from extravagance. Extravagance is when you make your formal clothes your work clothes. Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In this episode, we are going to talk about extravagance. Another one is moral corruption. Some people take pride in committing sins, and they find themselves powerful enough. They imagine they are powerful enough not to consider the religious instructions as devised by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the infallible imams. So in order to compensate the personality shortage, they come to do some jobs and acts not endorsable and strictly rejected by Islamic standards. Another parameter in this connection is emulation and taking other people as our role models. If we take the infallibles and high-ranking religious personalities as our role model, we find that we can reach the highest steps of perfection. If someone, for example, takes a good moral role model like an infallible imam or, a very successful, academic figure as his or her role model, he or she will follow that way. Otherwise, if someone takes, for example, a hooligan or, a person who never considers any moral standard as his or her role model, this person, will lead a very unfortunate way and unfortunate life because his or her role model hasn't been anything, considerable. Another cause is exuberance, okay? Unfortunately, in many people and in many families, we find that some people may take pride in in leading a very extravagant type of life. We find that, for example, millions of apples, millions of loaves of bread and so on may be spoiled and may be put away as into the garbage. And in this way, we find that it harms our economic. Perhaps another reason or another cause is colonialism. Actually, colonial powers have tried to keep other nations, especially those nations that have good natural resources, away from the highways of perfection and highways of development. So we are expected to be able to discern the bad way or the unfavorable practices that they have devised for other people to come. Thank you.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio. Today's special.
This is today's special under the title of Israf. Now the social harms of Israf. Among the social harms of Israf is the creation of class strife and struggle. One of the causes behind the creation of class strife is that of Israf. This is because some individuals with their high level of wealth believe that they can spend this wealth in any manner in which they please, even if it goes against the rules of Islam and their society. Over time, this attitude helps to first create classes and then to create strife and rancor between them. The decline of government is another harm, social harm of israf. Another one of the social consequences of israf is the decline of government. Ibn Khaldun, one of the Muslim sociologists, has mentioned that whenever a government would become afflicted with israf and extravagance, it would soon fall into decline. Let's look at the tips to avoid extravagance. Overpaying for convenience. Think about everything you buy. Where are they the cheapest? In bulk? Where are they the most expensive? Vending machines, convenience stores. Convenience is a wonderful thing when you have a crying kid or stressed out after a long day. Convenience is a wonderful thing. It becomes a problem when convenience becomes common. You can buy a big bag of chips for $3 or you can buy small bags for $1 from the vending machine. One time? No, big deal. We're not saddest here. But all the time? No. Plan ahead and save that money for something that is important to you.
I know once when I talked about it, somebody came to me that, you know, somebody else was having, he was saying, well, you know, what's the harm? Let the extra water go, it goes back into the earth. But what about the energy and the time and the resources used in taking out the water? Why did you do that? It's going waste, isn't it? Because you're putting it back into the earth. So there is israf there in the resources, time, and energy spent in that. Especially those who have this habit of doing their best shayri when they are in shower. Don't exercise your shayri and poetry in shower. You know, just use minimum. We have, unfortunately, you know, in the olden days when we have not new technology, we would just take water in the bowl or the utensil and then do wuzu, it was easy. Now with running water, the taps, mashallah, I'm reciting all the du'as and, you know, doing this, and the water is just going down the drain. Then I pick again and, you know, and this is what I would say, if you really want to be with new technology, then use those taps which have sensor motion. Where you get the water, once your hand is removed from it, you know, it stops. I think even our marakis, all our masajid and Imam Bargah should have that. When we talk about electricity, if you are not using a room, you know, just letting it be on, it's a wastage of the ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this is where we talk about the issue of tabzir.
That was all from today's special. And for this episode, we spoke about extravagance. Inshallah, we continue this topic on the next episode of today's special by IRIB English Radio. Till then, we leave you in Allah's protection. Fi aman Allah.
crazy who you're praying for. They told me there is nothing who you're looking for. Stop doing what you're doing, cause there is no hope. Just come with me, I'll show you what's behind your door. And they showed me all kind of lies. My eyes were locked, yes, I was mesmerized. But deep inside, I know that there's a better world. Cause I'm a believer. I'm a believer.